Unfortunately, we can't all be winners in life. Oh, God, what is that smell? It smells like sensationalist news. Oh, who actually enjoys this garbage? Well, all three of my listeners. This is the Drudge Report report for the 21st of May, 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and there's nothing that quite ruffles my jimmies like a lethal dose of gamma radiation. Tornadoes are deadly in even trace amounts. The slightest hint of wind could be your last, especially when it's coming from Kim Kardashian's ass. According to meteorologists contacted by the Associated Press, the energy released during the storm's lifespan is estimated to range between 8 times to more than 600 times the power of the Hiroshima bomb. Wow, talk about specific. Even I could have come up with those figures, and I probably did. Yet, the 190-mile-per-hour winds did not discriminate, with a confirmed 24 dead in the aftermath. Hundreds of homes were wiped out and more than 50,000 people left without power. Oh, but the children! What will they do now without their Xboxes and PlayStations? The real disaster is clear. Expect hordes of children to crowd around your couch as you have the most awkward session of Halo 4 in your life. I don't personally have an iPhone, but I've heard great things about the device, just as long as you don't use it to check your rapidly depreciating Apple stock. Well, things could heat up as Senate investigators accuse Apple of wiring together a complicated system to shield billions of dollars in international profits from both US and foreign tax collectors. The tech giant took advantage of numerous US tax loopholes and avoided US taxes on $44 billion in offshore taxable income between 2009 and 2012. A notion Apple obviously rejects. Now you know what makes the great American companies so very great. Lewis Lerner, a top IRS official in the division that reviews non-profit groups, will invoke the Fifth Amendment and refuse to answer questions before a House committee investigating the agency's improper screening of conservative non-profit groups. Yes, let's all hide away from our fears and accountability. In a LA Times poll, more than 99% of respondents believe she should deal with the reality. What's the matter, pretty girl? Did the other girls hurt you? But hey, with a middle-aged ass like that, I'm sure you'll still find work at a strip joint, instead of stripping the clothes and dignity away from others. Is the glove too cold up your ass, or am I fisting you a bit much? Pope Francis has been caught on video giving what seems like an exorcism to a person in a wheelchair, in what has been described as a scandal. Why so? I'll never know, because I always thought religion was one big fraud irregardless. Instead of Francis's post-sermon usual smile and prayer, he placed a firm grip on the boy's head and the kid began exhaling sharply. Talk about a hot date with the Pope. I'm surprised it wasn't the only thing the Pope had a firm grip on. Anyway, the kid looked retarded, so who knows what was going on. I know, he's retarded. Financial weapons of mass destruction. Where are the Iraqis hiding them now? Shadow banking assets have returned to post-crisis highs at $16 trillion of non-hedged debt. That's a lot of money for a few corrupt guys at the top profiting from all this mess. The total now surpasses $15 trillion in total assets at private depository institutions, and more than double the $6 trillion in corporate bonds. Not to worry though, because I'm sure Ben Bernanke will save us with the trillions he can print out of his back pocket. If by solution you mean hyperinflation, then this problem has been more than Zimbabwe'd. A South California couple are heading to prison after pleading guilty to keeping a young niece as an illegal sex slave. Sounds a lot like my wife when she's begging for some new jewelry. The girl was also forced to have sex with the husband and other men for money, and when she wasn't being sexually assaulted, they forced her to cook, clean, and care for the couple's own three children, prosecutors said. On the upside, at least she was happy. Quote unquote, no one. First Jules, now the dignity of the film industry. Yes, I'm describing the latest Tyler Perry movie. Or perhaps the Cannes Film Festival has lost all hope. Following last week's high-profile heist of over $1 million in Chopard jewels, it turns out CIT Group Managing Director and a Silver Pictures co-president had returned to their villa to find all their valuables missing. Quote, one of the victims, they only took cash, laptops, iPads and women's jewellery, but left our passports and credit cards. They were very professional. If you haven't noticed, I haven't mentioned any of their names. The Reed don't just give away free publicity, not unless if you can sign me up for the next Harry Potter movie. They're still doing those, right? The IRS scandal just keeps getting worse and worse. I'm personally just waiting for the upskirt shots they took of Michelle Bachmann. It turns out that the Justice Department targeted two Fox News Channel reporters and a producer for talking with government sources. I'm more than surprised at the fact that Fox News actually talked to a legitimate source. Well done. Now, Fox News are saying that US journalism up until now has always been a free press. But not anymore. Yes, free to make up bullshit and dull the masses. It even turns out that Fox News reporter James Rosen's private emails were given to the Justice Department by Google. Of course, the true irony of this is that Fox News would never report on issues this significant, so in actual fact, they've set themselves up to be shot in the foot this entire time. Although, please, Murdoch, I beg you, please buy me out. Not only do you get all the Drudge Report episodes, including the behind-the-scenes bloopers, however, my virginity also awaits. Ratings, ratings, please don't remind me. CBS has overthrown Fox to win the 2012-13 broadcast season among the coveted adults 18 to 49 demographic. Yeah, same here. Good competition, guys. Ha ha. Please kill me now. Among total viewers, CBS has led the broadcast field for years, ranking number one during 10 of the past 11 seasons. But this is the first time CBS has won in the 18 to 49 demographic in 21 years, and would have even won the season if they had excluded their network's high-flying Super Bowl coverage. Unfortunately, Fox are down 20% in overall viewership, while of all the four major networks, CBS is the only station to gain viewers. CBS claims 9 of the top 15 scripted primetime programs, including Big Bang Theory, NCIS, and Person of Interest. However, in the news category, CNN has posted big gains, up more than 79% for the month of April, year to date. This has been fueled by their extended coverage of the Boston Marathon bombings. Throw in a breast job for every reporter and the elimination of non-Caucasian staff, and you're looking at a winner. Not that I promote Fox News. This has been the Drudge Report for the 21st of May, 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and I'm not telling you to subscribe to the podcast. I'm telling you to shut the hell up. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast.